NWT Premier RJ Simpson has given his stamp of approval on the 2024 federal budget. "I was pleased to see Canada's recent announcement of investments in Arctic security," stated Simpson on April 17. He noted the GNWT's engagement with the federal government was limited this year due to the wildfire crisis last summer. "Protecting the Arctic is about making sure even Canada's most northern and remote communities have robust infrastructure to support emergency response, transportation and communication needs. Working collaboratively with the federal government to close our infrastructure gaps will help ensure that our efforts to protect the Arctic are holistic, sustainable, and effective. As floods, wildfires, and other natural disasters increase, we must prioritize public safety and enhance emergency preparedness. We must also remember that the programs and support we develop for climate change emergencies are culturally appropriate and are informed by and respectful of Indigenous knowledge, traditions, and values." Simpson said he was also pleased with the announcement for $8.5 billion for housing through the Canada Housing Fund, expressing that he felt optimistic and would work with the federal and Indigenous governments to improve housing in the NWT. Another area the NWT Premier highlighted was funding for mental health, particularly the $500 million fund for community health organizations to care for the mental health of young people, as well as $630 million towards mental health services for Indigenous groups. He noted the focus on youth was particularly welcome. "Investing in youth is an investment in the future of our nation," he said. "We applaud this proactive approach and hope to see the impacts of this in the NWT." He also highlighted a $5 million grant for Dananda Development Corporation's DEMCO project, which is working to establish an Indigenous-led critical mineral exploration and mining industry, and $5.2 million over the next 2 years to the Dechinta Center for Research and Learning. Overall, Simpson had little bad to say about the budget, noting as a small jurisdiction the NWT has not been forgotten in the shuffle. "The territorial government appreciates the complexity of setting priorities and making responsible financial decisions geared towards long-term stability and sustainability," he said. "As a small jurisdiction within Canada, we are one of many voices in the nation, and we must continue to champion the uniqueness, diversity, and opportunities present in the North. The government of the Northwest Territories will continue to work hard to strengthen our relationship with the federal government alongside Indigenous government and community partners. We look forward to working with Canada to address the unique needs of the NWT to build a safe, prosperous territory for generations to come."